Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Outback Goldfields, traded on the CSE under the symbol OZ. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Chris Donaldson. Now, just to remind everybody, Outback is focused in and around the Fosterville gold mine in Victoria, Australia. Company holds 4 projects in total, and right now the company has work programs ongoing at 3 of these projects. Most recently, the news that came out June 22nd about the commencement of the exploration program at the Ballarat West project. Now, one thing that caught my eye within that news release is that within 10 kilometers of this Ballarat West property, there's been over 17 million ounces of gold that have been produced, not just explored and discovered, but produced. And Ballarat West remains completely underexplored due to widespread yet shallow cover. Chris, let's start off there. This project, underexplored, but in a good area around a bunch of gold mines. What's the exploration program going to look like here as you get on site?
Hey, Corey. Thanks for having me here. Yeah, we're pretty excited. Our phase one exploration program is really in full swing now. So as you mentioned, we've just launched on our third out of our 4 properties that we have, and that's Ballarat West. And really, you know, Ballarat West is a big property. It's 45,000 hectare project that we have. And yeah, what's surprising to us as well is the fact that it's virtually unexplored and certainly underexplored, despite the fact that, you know, 3 of the mines, you know, within 5 to 10 kilometers have produced over 17 million ounces. Most of that has come out from the Ballarat mine, which is still in operation today. And that property is really the one that our chairman, Craig Perry, was interested in from the beginning. He believes that it has our greatest chance of finding a multi-million ounce deposit. There's a couple of them right adjacent to it. And it's pretty indicative of what's happening in the gold fields right now. So, you know, of course, the gold fields were, you know, highly prolific, you know, from 1850 to about 1920 when everybody was mining this alluvial gold that was at or near surface. And then it was essentially mined out, you know, with the techniques that they had available at that time. And that's because they were hitting cover. And that cover was generally a basalt cover that they would hit. Sometimes it was the water tables. So, of course, 6 years ago, Fosterville made this incredible discovery of the Swan Zone and made them the highest grade, highest margin mine in the world. And it started this modern day exploration rush that's gone on there. So back to our property here. So we've got this, you know, property that is ideally located. And the question is, why has nobody really explored it? And if you look at a map on it, there's all these historical workings on, that trend north-south. And are parallel to each other. And in the case of our property here, there's 2 sections that you see the historical workings, and it looked like they just stop right at our border. Of course, that's just a line that we've put in over top of a map. And it doesn't really stop because of the line, but it stops because what happens there is it dips under cover. It dips under the basalt there, and we believe it does extend up and through the property. So, our exploration program, we're just getting started. We're doing a number of things just to confirm the structure there to ensure that these structures do in fact extend onto our properties. And, you know, it'll be a combination of a number of different things and you know, starting with soil samples and then doing some seismic work. And we've already done some geophysics on it as well. So we're excited to get on that. This is all with the goal of identifying some drill targets that we'll follow up on in the fall once we get those targets identified.
Okay, so I will post that map. It's figure 1 within that most recent news release, and it really just simplifies where that target is, and that main target seems like it's that whole southern area of the project because of all those past workings. Now, with the hope of drilling, let's say, by fall, or at least building up those targets, What's your anticipation here? Obviously, you're going after high grade results, but what do you think? How deep are you going to have to drill? Can you give us any more insights on what your guys' expectations could be for this?
Yeah, it might be a bit early for that. I mean, that's what we're trying to identify. But generally, the cover starts at about 10 meters, sometimes up to 40 meters, and can go from 10 to 80 meters deep. So while it is, you know, we are certainly going deeper, it's usually, you know, you can get below cover within about 150 meters.
Okay. Now, one other aspect, again, is all the exploration and discovery that has been made here, but that deals with this whole area, right? And the company is working on two other projects currently, the Yungrun project and Glenfine. What updates can you give us from these projects?
Yeah, so Glenfine, we had about 4,000 meters planned on that. We've just wrapped, basically we had two targets there. We've just wrapped up on the first target, which is Glenfine South. We were drilling in and around a historic mine there called the Glenfine South Mine, which had produced about 40,000 ounces at 16 gram per ton. We're moving our drills, or two drills, a diamond drill and an RC drill, up to the British Banner target, and we'll mobilize that over the next couple of weeks. We're just working on an access road, and it is rainy season down there, so it's a little more challenging to get into some of these paddocks. But we expect to start drilling on that in a couple of weeks. So that'll be the second half of the Glenfine targets. And then up in Yungrun, again, we're centered around a historic mine, or some workings called Golden Jacket. It was an area that had produced, they mined 1,400 ounces, so not a ton, but at 250 gram per ton. So we've already done the geophysics on it. We did a LIDAR survey, which gives us an idea of the historical workings in the area, and then planning within a couple of weeks to do a RAB survey. And what we do with that is this is shallow drilling at about 10 or so meters, and we're looking for markers, gold markers. And in this case, we're hoping for high levels of arsenic or antimony, or hopefully both. So we'll do about a 300-hole grid in and around that Golden Jacket, working to identify some targets as well. So, you know, we're certainly going to have a busy summer here, and then we'll have a steady stream of news coming out for the balance of the year.
Okay, and then a lot of drilling too, and that's what's key, because drilling, I think we all know, exploration especially, that's what can drive these exploration stocks, especially new discoveries. We've seen some other discoveries in that area too. You look at Mandalay Resources or E79 Resources. Those have experienced some good drilling success, and the share price has really responded to that. You actually recently just updated the presentation outlining the market performance of these stocks. Walk us through just how well some of your neighbors have done in terms of exploration success.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean, you get kind of a, you know, obviously we hope we're the ones who make the next big discovery, but the benefit of the area is that it's relatively new again. At least a new lens is being put on it, and the benefit of the area is that the size of the prize is as good as it gets. It's a Fosterville style deposit, which is highest grade, highest margin in the world. The knock on the area has been there's only one of these, and is there another one? And about a month ago, Mandalay Resources, and they have a mine called Costerfield, and they've been mining. They hit a zone that I believe they're calling now the Shepherd Zone, and they hit almost a meter at 427 gram per ton, and 6 meters at 24 gram per ton. So there's, you know, a lot of excitement around that. They've, you know, doubled in the last 6-8 weeks or so in their share price. Looks like they're onto another Fosterville-style deposit there. And then just last week, a peer of ours, E79 Resources, they've got a similar land package and have done a good job. But, you know, they went from 24 cents. They were actually, their market cap was below ours, about 10 days ago. And then they went up 250%, you know, almost to $1.50 on a great discovery. And they hit 11 meters at 160 gram per ton. So, We've had a good run because of that. It started when Mandalay came out, and certainly we got a lift after E79. And this, of course, is in a backdrop when gold has dipped over the last little bit. We've gone to 30 cents to almost 60 cents as well. So we do, you know, if anybody has a discovery, you know, all boats tend to rise, or all tides tend to rise on that as well.
So, Chris, before we get out of here, with all the work that is planned and the move into drilling, how much cash is the company Outback Goldfield sitting on to move through these programs?
Yeah, so I mean, at the beginning of the or end of last year, we raised $11 million. Our plan is to put $6 million of that into the ground this year. I think we have just under $8 million was our last reported financials. So we're well financed for this exploration program for the next 12 months.
Perfect. Chris, thank you for the update. And full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Outback Goldfields. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get those answered for you, and we will follow up as more news hits the market, especially when it comes to progressing with these exploration programs. Chris, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks, Corey.